Blog Talk Radio.
Bring the whole family out to Talladega Super Speedway for the Kids VIP experience. Kids 12 and under can choose from a number of great options behind the scenes, like guided garage tours, pre-race photo ops, and more. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
He was always a bushwhacker at the Floribam Lounge. A northern boy just soaking in the virtues of the South. Driven down from Boston, he left 5 feet of snow. Takes after those white sugar strands to the Gulf of Mexico. Waved his hands in the air as his voice rose through the roof. Spreading the message of his undisputed truth. Like an old-time revival, his old spirits gave him wings. He said this is the promised land, it's one the heart of Dixie made. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle show, if you ever scream war ego, we got our roads held tight. Life that y'all have down here. Smoky days, dreamland ribs, washed down with nice cold beer. King first place in Montgomery, and you know he saw the light. Ain't nothing like those sweet magnolia nights. In the tight curves of a southern girl in those Talladega nights. Alabama gang from Hewittown or Rocket City, right? Mardi Gras in Mobile, those old boys in Fort Payne. The magic in this state will always live up to its brain. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle shows, if you ever dream war ego, forget our roads and
Monday night, and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on This Week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comment, plus you never know who will stop by for a visit, right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
All right, welcome back to Monday night, and it's time to get rowdy one more time, guys, and helping me with this special Talladega race weekend is Jack Man Jeff and Chi-Town Mark and the Chi-Town Duo. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, Rowdy, how you doing? Good to be back here on another Monday evening, getting ready for Talladega.
I got my coffee going. I got the water here. My throat's not going to get dry. I'm going to go for the next 2 hours, Rowdy. It's Monday night, and we got to get ready for Dega, baby.
And we're taking it down to the last minute fellas. I mean, it's going to be a long night, but a good night. It's going to go. Hey, it's going to be the fastest hour. That's going to be a 2-hour show. It's going to seem like a 1-hour show.
Oh, it's Dega weekend coming up, Roddy. How can you not be excited? Three great days of racing. Weather's looking fantastic. Yeah, they talk about Bristol to Talladega. That's special.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, guys, and we're just I'm about 2 nights away before I leave. I'm plans to be there Wednesday afternoon. We'll just see. If not, it Thursday morning. Try to beat the traffic through the
to Birmingham.
That's right.
Well, I'll be a few hours. I'll be 12, 16 hours behind you, Rowdy. I'll be there sometime Thursday evening, and we'll hook up like we always do. And, boy, we'll catch up, we'll rest, and we'll be hitting the ground on Friday morning ready to roll.
Well, guys, we're lucky enough again this week. We've got the winner from Salem Speedway. And he's calling in at 7:10 Eastern time and looking forward to having Christian Ekins on. And, hey, we're going to have him in the winner's circle. We've had him on for 2 years now, and now we got him in winner's circle.
That's the important one, Rowdy. He's got the monkey off his back. He's you, Jeff, and I have been talking about Christian since his Snowball Derby win, and he hooked up with Venturini. And we knew he was going to be someone to keep an eye on, and he was going to win, and he's done it, darn it. And I think that's going to open up the floodgates.
Well, we're going to go from a 17-year-old to a 62-year-old guy that's still living his dream like we are, guys. He's running in the fast lane. We got Dave Maynard third calling in at 7:30 Eastern time. Looking forward to having Dave back on. He was on, the 19th of March. So it hadn't been that long, but I'm looking forward to having Dave on.
And
running
in
the general tire. Yeah. And running in the general tire 200. Yeah, he is. You know, last time we didn't really get started good. And, Dave, he's got a lot of history, 47 years.
That's saying so, and he's still doing it, Rowdy.
Exactly,
and
Mark.
He's doing it very well. He had a good run going at Daytona and got caught up in that melee towards the end there, one of the melees towards the end. So not of his doing. So, and that was what happens at Daytona. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Mr. Mader in victory lane at Talladega.
Got a lot of road experience there. Get a lot of laps in. I would say that's going to play a big factor, and he's got the equipment to get him there, folks.
He sure does, Rowdy. I'm sure they had to do. I don't know if they're bringing the same car back or not. I'm assuming they are, since they're a small operation. But you never know. We'll find out when Dave comes on. I'm sure he'll give us the whole scoop on what's going on with him for this weekend. And I'm looking forward to it.
And then, guys, at 8:10 Eastern time, we got the Degadoo Press. Wally's coming on to tell us about what they've got going on with Monster over on the Boulevard. And, you know, guys, it's always a great time when we get to go over hang out over there a little while.
Looking forward to Friday night, Rowdy.
Yeah, we live for them Friday and Saturday nights on the Boulevard.
Some of us more than others, Rowdy.
Those are not. Hey, I tell you, it really is a lot of fun. If you're at the racetrack, if you go to the concert, it's worth your while to stroll down through the Boulevard. And don't be fast. You gotta absorb it as you walk down through there and take it in. Then we got Jason. Mark Jason with the Dega Misfits. He's coming on to talk about their they do a charity thing over on the South Park and for the Three Hots and a Cot and the veterans. It's a pretty cool thing he's got going on. So the last part of the hour, we're going to be talking about the activities and festivals that go on. But first, too, we're going to have the winner of the Kentuckiana Ford's Dealer 200, Christian Ekins, calling in here in just a minute.
It was a beautiful day for a race, Rowdy. A really good race, a quick race. Hour and a half, it was over. And it was an entertaining and just a well-run race. There weren't a lot of cautions. The racing was exceptional. Salem puts on a good show, and the drivers put on a good show at Salem.
Well, listen, guys, let's just bring him on right now. Put him in on winner's circle this on a Monday night.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, direct your attention to Victory Lane as Rowdy and Mark visit with this week's winner.
All right, everybody, I'd like to welcome the winner of the Kentuckiana Ford Dealer 200, driver for Venturini Motorsports, and that number 15 Toyota, Christian Ekins. Welcome to the Rowdy Maglite Show, Christian.
Hey, Rowdy, how are you doing tonight?
Man, we're doing great. I'm just, we're all talking, we're so proud to have you here on a Monday night as a winner, Christian, and it was a heck of a race.
Yeah, it was a really fun race. You know, we coming from Nashville, you know, it really just wasn't our race, and you know, we felt like we didn't execute the best we could, and you know, to come back and get the win the next week, and you know, really prove that we belong in the series as a team, and me and Kevin and all my guys worked really together. You know, it was big for us as a team.
Well, Christian, I gotta ask you, how did it feel to get kissed by Big Bill?
Well, I mean, I was a little nervous about it at first, but, you know, he can kiss me all we want as long as we win it. That's about it, though.
Well, I believe you're going to be getting a lot of kisses, Christian. We've been watching you as you've come up, and we're all so proud of you. Your first ARCA win, and I know it's not going to be your last.
Yeah, I sure hope so, man. You know, as long as we do what we did on Sunday, I mean, we executed perfectly. Pit crew, team, I didn't make any mistakes, and you know, that's really what won us the race. You know, pit crew did an excellent job getting us out first on pit road for that final stop, and you know, Chandler got hung up back there. And, you know, the whole day, Chandler was just a little bit better than I was, and you know, we were able to hold him off there at the end and just outrace him. And, you know, as a whole, it was a really fun race to be a part of. You know, Chandler pushes me, and I push him, and it's really it's a good bond between me and him racing each other.
It's going to be a very exciting year, Christian. You know, 103 races, that was the 103rd race held there. Your name going on that plaque of 103rd, you know, winners there, that's got to be pretty humbling.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of people even on my team, like Frank Kimmel's got to win. Billy Venturini's got to win. I think Big Bill has one. I mean, there's just so many people on our team that, you know, have gotten wins as drivers, as well as, you know, I think this was our ninth Salem victory for Venturini Motorsports. So, you know, as a whole, it meant a lot to our team. You know, for me to finally get in the victory lane, you know, because I've put a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication to this team, and, you know, as a whole, it was just it was a really good day. You know, Natalie ran up inside the top five until she got wrecked, and you know, me and Chandler battled all day. So, you know, as a whole, Venturini Motorsports has really gotten on their stuff this year, and you know, they've provided us great pieces that can go out and compete for wins every weekend.
Mark, you're live with the winner of Salem Speedway, Christian Ekins.
Thanks, Rowdy. Congratulations, Christian. What a great race yesterday. I was there. I got to watch it live. I'm telling you what, I didn't think Chandler was going to let you get away with it yesterday, but you were able to pull it off at the end.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Chandler really pushed me to my limit, and you know, I think I pushed him to the same, you know, putting him behind a little bit on that restart. And you know, like I said, you know, it was a really good race between me and him all weekend. You know, we were a little bit better on the shorter runs, and I was able to get him on restarts, and, you know, we made some good adjustments there that final stop, and we were able to just barely hold him off. You know, we were really good off of turn two, and that was really the deciding factor of the race, I feel like. But, you know, he was just driving it so hard, and he's really good there. I mean, honestly, he's better than me there. And, you know, he drove a great race, and, you know, at the end of the day, we outraced him a little bit, and it was a team win for all of us.
Well, were you guys able to make the right adjustment on that last stop? Because I'm telling you what, after 10 or 15 laps, standard B, you'd be, you know, running away. Next thing you know, there he'd be on your bumper again. And was it that last adjustment you guys made that made the difference?
Yeah, I mean, we had a pretty good car all day long. You know, we just needed a little bit of drive off the corner on throttle. And, you know, Kevin made some great adjustments that last stop. And putting four tires on it, the thing really came alive. And, you know, as a whole, like I said, this was a complete team win. You know, if it wasn't for the pit crew, we wouldn't have been in a spot to win. If it wasn't for the car that Kevin brought me, we wouldn't have been in a spot to win. And if I made some mistakes, we wouldn't have been in a spot to win. So, you know, as a whole, this is the definition of a team win. And, like I said, I'm just so proud of my Venerina guys to bring me such a good piece. And, you know, pit crew and just really everybody at Venerina Motorsports for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, I was able to I watched up your pit stops from the infield and watched Kevin up on the box, and he was over talking with Billy and Big Bill there for a bit, and whatever they were talking about worked, because he came back to the box, you guys pivoted, next thing you know, Chandler Smith couldn't get by you any longer. So yeah, that was a good win. It was nice to have some warm weather for a change too. Maybe that made the difference in yesterday's victory for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I like racing in the warm weather a little bit more, but, you know, same aspect, it was a lot better in Nashville. God, it was so cold there.
Well, the main scope yesterday was talking with everybody at the track was, were you at Nashville? Nobody recognized each other because you couldn't. You were all bundled up and had hoodies and hats on. So it was a nice change of pace to be at Salem with some warm weather and some really hot racing. You know, you guys put on a whale of a show yesterday.
Yeah, you know, the ARCA Racing Series does such a great job on, you know, General Tire brings such a great tire just every time we go to the racetrack. You know, honestly, I feel like the races are even better than the top three series. You know, as a whole, just a diverse schedule. And the ARCA Racing Series in general, Ron Draeger does a great job, and everybody at ARCA, to bring us such a just a great series. You know, just to, you know, to race on the mild dirt and race on the short track, you know, I always feel like I say this, but, you know, there's such diversity in our schedule to make it such a great racing series. And, you know, as a whole, you know, it's just, I'm really happy to be a part of this and really proud that ARCA has really stepped it up this year.
Well, they keep stepping it up. They made a big gamble when they went to the composite body and that engine and tire rule a few years ago, and it's really paying off them because the competition is so stiff right now in ARCA. And if you don't have that perfect day like you guys did yesterday, your chances of winning are really hurt.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, I felt like we had a second or third place car all day, and you know, just our execution all day. Like, that was our, the biggest problem in Nashville, and we just lacked execution. You know, we had a great race car. We kind of sat on our hands all practice, and because we had such a great test, but the track changed. So, you know, really just, I mean, I honestly think that there's 10 good cars there that could win the race on any given day. And, you know, to have that, you know, have the great car count this year, I mean, we had, I think, 7 more cars than we did last year at this race. So, you know, as a whole, it was definitely a really good race to be a part of.
Congratulations again. It was well-deserved and a well-awaited win for you. And we know we're going to have you on again Monday night again with another win. So enjoy this. You can't take it away from you. It's yours. And I'm going to turn you over to Jeff because I know Jeff's got some great questions for you. Congratulations again, Preston.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take her away, Jeff.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, Christian. Congratulations on your win yesterday. Being your first win with the ARCA series in about 10 starts, and also being at Salem, one of the hardest tracks to win at, and putting you in the ranks of Bobby Allison, Frank Kimmels, and Tony Ruttman, and Benny Parsons, how good does that make you feel to win at Salem?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, I feel like it's one of the hardest racetracks to win at on the circuit. And, you know, as a whole, when you look back at that history, you see the Bobby Allisons and the Frank Kimmels, and, you know, it really means a lot to me to be on the same list as those guys. I was on a pretty good list with the Derby, but, you know, at the same aspect, it's Salem's almost even better than that. You know, it's such a rich in history race and rich in history track. I mean, it's just a really cool deal to be a part of.
Now, on the last pit stop, your crew was able to get you out first. You took four tires. Was it more important to get out first, or was it more important to have those four tires? What do you think helped contribute more to the win?
I felt like me and Chandler were really similar all night on speeds. And, you know, at that aspect, that we really just needed some track position. You know, Chandler, as the run went on, we needed him to get back a little bit for able to, you know, fully take advantage of this situation. And, you know, we were able to get out on first for pit road. And you know, as a whole, we really just executed perfectly on pit road. And I think that was definitely the leading factor of how we won the race.
Now, with about 20 laps to go, Chandler finally got around Zane Smith. And the way Chandler was running all day, were you kind of concerned, or what were your thoughts about having to hold him off to go for the win?
Yeah, I mean, as a whole, I was really unsure on how fast he would be or how hard he would go on his four tires. You know, he did a good job on getting up to me and getting through the field. But yeah, I mean, I was definitely had a little bit concerned in my mind because I knew he was faster. And, you know, like I said, we had about a second or third place race car. And, you know, he was able to get up to me, but really just couldn't able to pass me just because how good we were in certain spots. And, you know, as a whole, I felt like we just got that little bit of an edge on him at the end, and we were able to fully just put it in victory lane.
Now, coming down to the final lap, he was basically in your following you around, and he had that blown tire. What do you think he would have been able to get around you, or what were your thoughts about the final lap if he wouldn't have had that blowout and hit the wall?
I felt like we could have held him off. Like I said, the really determining factor was how good we got off of turn two, and you know, as a whole, we were able to get off of turn two and beat him down the backstretch, and we were pretty even throughout three and four. He would just beat me through one and two. So, I mean, it just really depends. You really don't know until you're in that situation. But I felt like it would have been a good race to the checker, but I think we would eventually still went to victory lane.
I also saw a quote of yours. You won the Snowball Derby back in 2016. You also won the Myrtle Beach 400. You said this is your biggest win of your career. Why do you make this the better? Why is this more important than a Snowball Derby win?
It's just the fact that, you know, I haven't won in a year and a half. It's definitely, you know, Snowball Derby is probably a bigger race than this race, but at the same aspect, it's just been such a long time. I mean, I could have went out and won a four cylinder race, and it would have been probably my biggest win of the career. You know, it's such a, such a long drought, and you know, to finally been able to get that drought past us is huge for me and huge for my confidence, and I definitely think we'll run a lot better because of this.
Okay, I know you got to go, so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to turn you back over to Roddy. Again, congratulations on your win, and I'm sure we're going to have you back on Monday nights more often this week year.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Christian, let's give a shout-out to your sponsors there.
Yeah, you know, this is actually my first win with JBL Audio, so big thanks to them for coming on board this year. SiriusXM, Renton Springs, everybody that helps out Venerian Motorsports. You know, there's so many partners. There's too many to list. You know, my family, my supporters, my fans, just everybody that really helps me out. But, yeah, mostly I just got to thank my mentor and you guys. You know, we had such a rough go at it at Nashville, and we were able to fully figure out what we did wrong and what we were able to, you know, fix. And, you know, as a whole, it was really just a team win. I mean, I can't express that enough. It wasn't on me. It wasn't on the car. It wasn't on the pit crew. It was just everybody executed perfectly, and we were able to be there at the end and have a shot at it.
Hey, and you've pushed that point across tonight, and you're absolutely right. Christian, where can everybody follow you on social media?
Yeah, you can follow me on basically all platforms. It's usually just at Christian Eckes, and on Twitter, it's just Christian, Facebook, it's just Christian Eckes. So, you know, I definitely post a lot more content than I used to, so it's definitely a good follow now.
Well, Christian, we're proud for you. Congratulations on your first ARCA win. Hey, congratulations on us having you in the Rowdy Maglite Winner's Circle tonight. And see you this weekend.
I've been waiting to be on this show for a while.
Hey, we've been waiting to play that song for a while for you, Christian. It's been waiting on you.
Yeah.
It's been waiting on you, friend. So, hey, we'll see you in Talladega. That's my home track, brother.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it. You guys letting me be on the show tonight.
Thank you, Christian, and looking forward to hanging out and seeing you this weekend. I know you're going to be down watching what's going on.
Sounds good, man. I'll see you then.
All right, bud. Bye.
Later.
All right, guys. He won't be no stranger, will he?
I don't think so. I don't know when he's going to be able to run the bigger tracks. I know it's soon, so we have a long history to go with Mr. Eckes in the ARCA series, I think, Robbie. A couple years at least, if not three.
Well, he sounded like a PR rep for ARCA, did he not? And everything he said is why we're doing what we're doing. Is that not right? I mean, everything he said is the reason we're here.
Sounded like we've been talking with a driver who's been doing this for 20 years, Rowdy. He was very confident, very smooth, very articulate, very easy person to interview. He was he's a nice young man. He's got the complete package. He can win, and he can sell the product. So what more does an owner want?
And he also got a look. He also talked about the ARCA Racing Series. He thinks it's the best series of the top series right now. And you can't kind of disagree with him because they have some of the best young drivers coming up through the class, in the field every week. And all the races, like you said, you can have 15 guys that can win on a given week. So right now, I would agree with him. It is probably one of your better competitive of the top series right now.
Well, Jeff, if the last few races have any indication of it, you're right. The field, the competition, the amount of winners, it's tough to beat the ARCA system right now. And they took their gamble, and it's paying off for them. And I think the fruitation's really starting to show this the past couple years. It's only going to get better. That's the great part. It's only going to get better.
Right. Each year it's just going to get better and better. I mean, we're just fortunate enough to be here as it's starting to evolve into what it's going to be someday.
Well, you know, Jeff and I go to a lot of races a year, Rowdy, and you know, we'll be the first to say the ARCA series is always on our radar. We pay some attention to it, but not like we do now, and especially since we're doing the show. That's our main focus. But the past, 70 years ago, I wouldn't give it much to see ARCA's success to go any farther than it had. It was dying. And then Ron Draeger and his team did a wonderful job of reestablishing a touring racing series.
Well,
yes,
it all goes back to the composite bodies and the Elmore engines. It's made it so competitive and equal, and now it's turned it back into a driver's race now.
You know, you go to the track, you're always going to have I don't want to call them the fill-ins because they're not the fill-ins. They're there to race just as hard as the top teams are, but the less funded teams will put it in. Like Mike Basham yesterday started last, ended up 15th, best steel bodied finish of the day. They went and changed an engine Saturday night. They got back to the track 15 minutes before the start of the race, pulled the car out of the starting grid and fired it up and went. And he finished 15th, five laps off the lead. I think that's probably maybe the accomplishment of the day besides winning.
I guarantee you that.
He had a good day yesterday. I never got a chance to see Mike. He was too darn busy.
Yeah. Well, that's usually the bad part. On race day, you don't really get to be part of that.
No. Luckily, their shop was close enough, and they were able to go back to their shop, and, you know, like they spent the night changing engines and putting that car back together, and untested, unfired, until they, you know, they got to the track, basically, and finished 15th. I just thought that was, you know, that was a heck of a day for them.
Well, since we're talking about Salem, let's go on and give that was a pretty quick race, wasn't it, Mark?
Rowdy, I drove, you know, for me, it's about a little over 8 hours probably round trip for the race yesterday. And the race was only for an hour and a half. Boom, boom. There weren't a lot of yellows. There was one crash, but nobody was hurt or injured in that. Crewman got hurt on pit road, but I guess it was just a sprained ankle or something. So that was good, but it was a clean race. Not a lot of yellows.
You had five yellows for 40 laps.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Took an hour and 30 minutes for the race. Average speed was like 73.11 miles an hour.
Wow, Jeff, I didn't realize it was that quick. It went by. It went by, you know, like they had just started and it was over.
Well, I know it kind of. I knew it was quick because I kept up with it on the website
and
on the live scoring.
Rowdy, you set us up with a nice young lady to help us out this weekend, Valerie Allen.
Yes.
Boy, was she a sharp gal. She got some great pictures, some interviews, some stories, a nice inside view of the local series, and just a nice person, period. And I didn't get a chance to meet her parents, but I know you have, so.
Yep, and that's another one, some of that group that had the great stories about the – about the track and the
yep.
love of it.
Yep. And they're looking forward to seeing all three of us come this fall for the September race. So hopefully we'll all be able to go to it this year.
We're waiting on Dave Mader, but if Tim may call in. I'm not sure. They got something going on this weekend at Talladega. Tim, if you listen, why don't you give us a call real quick while we're waiting on Dave? Mark, have you got that?
We've got him to call in.
That's right.
Hey, what's
caller.
Going on, man? How you
doing?
Hey,
Charlie. Doing good, Charlie. How about you, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, I guess you could say. Looking forward to seeing you in a few days.
Are you there, Charlie?
Hey, Mark.
How are you, buddy? Good to hear from you.
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Trying to get all my I's and T's crossed and dotted and getting ready for, you know, a good weekend coming up.
Looking forward to seeing you, Charlie.
Yes, I do too. How y'all been doing?
Charlie, we've been doing good, man.
Too much cold.
Good, good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm hoping I got a buddy of mine coming from Louisiana. I'm working on him real hard to bring some. I don't think he's going to bring no live crawfish, but I'm trying to get him to bring some boiled crawfish up and as much as he can bring.
Sounds good, Charlie.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And Bruce was supposed to come, but he said he's still kind of iffy. He's been iffy for the last, 8 or 10 years. You know? But what can I say? You know, I still work on him every year to try to meet up with us and get back to it, you know? So
we have a pretty good time there, don't we, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We got a good group of people.
You got that right. But who y'all got on tonight?
Well, we just got through with Christian Ekins, and we're waiting on Dave Mater to call in. He's supposed to have called in a few minutes ago. I thought Tim from the pit stop was going to call in. I think they're going to try to do some kind of live remote Saturday, too, or Sunday. I'm not sure what day.
I hear you. Well, that sounds good. Are we looking at I've been kind of on the outs on the weather and all that. What are we looking weather-wise coming up for next week?
It looks like it's going to be the first part of the week, and the last part's going to be looks like it's going to be dry, Charlie, after
good.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looks good.
Gotcha.
They got some rain today and yesterday, so it's going to be a little, there's going to be mud like normal, but it's going to be on the dry. By Sunday, you won't even know it rained.
Ain't nothing we can't handle, right? You know? So, but
we've been through some mud ones.
Oh, absolutely. Sure, we've been through some serious little weather, you know, winds and this and that, and you name it, we've been through it. So, but man, I miss y'all, man, and I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. I was thinking about leaving tomorrow night, but if I don't, I'll probably be there Wednesday evening, and talk to Dave, older Dave, and he said that Nick and all are supposed to come in, and so I'm going to catch up with all them, too, you know. You have any idea when you're going to be in?
Well, hello, Charlie, there. I'll be in Thursday night.
Tuesday night? Okay.
Thursday night. I wish it was
Thursday night. Okay.
Thursday night, my friend, yeah.
What about you, Rowdy? You going to come in Thursday, too?
I think he said he's going to be in Wednesday night or Thursday morning.
Charlie, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, Charlie,
if
you'll hang on, I'm going to put you over here and let you listen to the show, and I'm going to bring in our next guest.
All right.
Hey, let's welcome. We're waiting on Dave to call in. We're going to bring in Tim Despain with the pit stop. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Roddy. Thanks for having me, brother. How y'all doing? Jeff, Mark, everybody doing okay?
How you doing, Tim?
Hey, Tim, it's always great to have you on.
Well, thanks, brother. Unfortunately, you know, I don't have time to get on much, you know, because I stay busy just like y'all do, too, trying to put in a 40-hour week and then take care of this radio stuff and work with the website and everything like that. But really excited about this weekend coming up here, the Stark's Energy 300 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series and the Geico 500 for the Cup Series. And I can't forget the ARC Series. They're going to be here, too.
Yeah, the General Tire 200. That's Friday at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be on FS1.
Yeah, and Ray, have you seen the entry list? I hadn't even checked the entry list yet. I'm pretty sure it's pretty full, isn't it?
We've got, I think, 34, but I've heard there's going to be a few. It's going to be close to full, Tim. It's going to be, listen, it's going to be a great race. Salem was a great race, and ARCA's loaded this year. Tim, we're all excited about seeing some good racing.
Oh, yeah, we are too, right? And you guys, y'all do a real great job of covering the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. Y'all do an awesome job. I want to thank y'all for taking care of that part for Stephen and I, you know, because Stephen and I cover the Cup and the truck and the Xfinity Series, and then we've got into some of the drag racing stuff and some open wheel stuff, and everything's booming. Y'all do a great job, like I said, and the show is doing really great. Everybody's doing good. You, Adam Sinclair, Glenn Locke out there on the left coast out in California, the ratings are up, and we're just having a blast, y'all.
Well, we appreciate what you and Steve do, and hey, well, all we can do is we're going to talk it as long as we can talk it. We got plenty to talk about.
Yes, sir, we do, and we're going to do, I heard you mention earlier, you might have seen some of my stuff on social media. We're going to do a live show Saturday morning at 11 Eastern Time, 10 Central Time, for the Sports Energy 300 there at Talladega. Steve is not going to be able to make it, so Suzanne's going to be handling everything in the studio while I'm walking the garage and pits. And then Sunday, we're going to do a live show before the Geico 500. And ready, if you get a chance, come on over and we'll maybe do like a dual show or something like that.
Sounds good. Tim?
I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we can do the live remote and everything and just talk, because I'm probably going to need some help Saturday, because I don't, you know, like I said, Steven's not going to be able to come on. He's got prior engagements with another radio show he has engagements with, so it's going to just be Suzanne and I Saturday.
Okay. Well, let's just text me later and tell us what's going on, and we'll go from there.
Okay, we can do that, or either we can speak from it, you know, Friday evening during the General Tower 200 after that.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be great.
Know,
Okay. That's cool.
But don't let me hold y'all up, because I know y'all got Dave coming on, and I don't want to get into your time. But thanks, gentlemen, for having me, and thanks for everything that y'all do, Rowdy, and Mark and Jeff. Really appreciate everything, and we'll see y'all this weekend at Talladega, brother.
Get our Talladega on, brother.
Yeah, that's right. Y'all have a good show.
Thanks,
all
right,
bro.
Appreciate
you. See you
all
later,
right.
Tim.
All right, brother. Bye.
Pack up the crew and head out to Talladega Super Speedway for race weekend, April 27th through 29th. Geico 500 ticket holders can enjoy free camping in three different campgrounds around the track. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
It's always been more than a race.
That's your home track and your home race, Rowdy, and you get two of them a year.
And thank goodness they're spread apart. You know, Pocono, I don't know how – they don't no more get over one than there's the next one piled in on top of them.
It's that weather, Rowdy. They got to squeeze it in when they can, because otherwise it just gets too iffy for them there.
Jeff, was you able to see the race? Do you get – MAV TV?
No, I don't get MAV TV.
One of these days we'll all get it.
Well, looks like Friday, you know, we talked earlier Thursday, there's nothing going on, no track activity. The garage is open on Thursday, but Friday's when everything gets kicking. Let's see the...
Looking forward to what time's the garage open? 8?
The garage opens at 7 on
Ooh.
Friday.
We'll see where we are, and we'll get over there, and we'll grab a shower on the way to the garage area, like we always do.
Hey, have you got how the race finished there, the top 10 there, Mark?
I do, but I think Jeff's got it, too. You got
okay.
it, Jeff?
Just one of you, Greg.
What?
You got the top 10?
Yeah, I got it. Hold on
All
one
right.
second. If you can...
You're getting bad as Rowdy tonight, Jeff.
Well, I was on something else. That's why.
No. I'm the same way. We're checking up to date stuff on the computer as we do the show.
Okay, here we go. As we know, as we had the winner on today, we had Christian Eckes was first place. A close second was Zane Smith, followed by third was Sheldon Creed. Then you had Josh Berry in fourth, Chase Purdy in fifth, Riley Hurst in sixth, Gustin in seventh, Colby Howard in eighth, Brandon Grosso in ninth, and Chandler Smith in tenth.
Well, I'm gonna tell you guys, that was a heck of a race. And Mark, you said they had a pretty decent attendance.
I'd say 75-80% full, Rowdy. It took me a while to get out of the grounds and out of town. It was almost like the old days when the hardest part of getting out of Salem was getting out of Salem, the town itself. So I'd say 75-80% full. Good crowd, beautiful day. They had the weather for it. I think the cabin fever hit hard down in southern Indiana, and they came out to enjoy some sunshine yesterday.
Well, and they got it too, didn't they, brother?
Well, after Nashville, we all deserved it. That was the funny thing. You know, like I was telling our winner earlier, people were going around, were you at Nashville? Yeah, we were. I didn't see it in Nashville. I didn't see you either. Well, you couldn't. Everybody was still on the loop. Nobody recognized anybody.
You know what I call it? I call it the Kenny at South Park look. Everybody had that. All you could see was just their face. That was it. Everybody, if you was big before, you couldn't tell. Everybody was big.
Yep. It was the equalizer, that was for sure. But it was nice to enjoy some warm weather for a change. The racing was exceptional, Rowdy. Nine cars finished on the lead lap. 19 cars finished out of the 24 that started. Very competitive throughout the top 15. Spots changing lap after lap. So it was a very entertaining race. It was a very competitive race. Christian, like he said, the pit stops were good. He was good. The team was good. So they were able to pull it off. Otherwise, you don't get those wins, Rowdy.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to see some good racing between that group. That top 10 that finished yesterday, it's going to be a battle all year long with that group. And you had about five more to that. I mean, really.
If I was a veteran in any division in NASCAR right now, I'd be a little worried about the talent that's coming up through the ARCA series, because they're going to be there before they know it, and they're going to be there and they're going to be good, because they've already run the long distance races and the radial tires and the bigger tracks, and ARCA's just so diversified. It gives you everything you need to hone your skills to go to the next level. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree fully. I mean, hey, Christian named off every reason, you know, the two dirt tracks, you know, and every meeting they had, they said, don't rule out our road course, because we're not there this year, but we're not, that's not part of what we're going to be. And they pretty much said straight up, besides, we're going to be at a road course next year. But that's the way they pretty much put it, wasn't it?
And I also think you got to look at, you know, these guys coming from ARCA. By the time they get up into the NASCAR series, you know, NASCAR is starting to kind of duplicating what ARCA's doing. And by the time these guys get from the ARCA series to the NASCAR series, you know, they're going to have the composite bodies. They're starting to go to these Ilmor engines, so, and the tires. So it'll be an easy transition for these guys making from a jump from ARCA to the NASCAR series.
I agree with you. You know.
Oh, I mean, I don't think any of us can argue that point, Rowdy. Jeff's got it on the ball. The package they're running right now is being duplicated. Maybe they're letting ARCA be the experimental bunny, so to speak, but it's working. And all you have to do is go to an ARCA race any week, be it at the big tracks, be it at the short tracks. You're going to see a competitive race with up to 12 to 15 cars capable of winning at any time.
And that's not the ARCA of the past. You had about three big guys.
That's not the upper levels of the now right now either, Rowdy.
Right.
You just don't know who's going to win on any given day with ARCA.
That's the way it's worked with us, guys. I mean, you go and you could list them who you think could possibly win the race, and it makes a page full. I think it's some of the best. Yeah, I've been to a lot of racing. I like it. It's been some of the best racing I've been around. It's fast, that's for sure.
I've enjoyed it, Rowdy.
And the thing with ARCA, you know, some of these guys who don't run every week, they come to these super speedways and only run the super speedways a certain amount of tracks, they can come in, they can win on a given week. So now you're even taking that 10 to 15. When you get to Talladega, Daytona, some of the bigger tracks, you can go up to maybe 20 drivers who can win these races.
Oh, easy, Jeff. Well, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, Dave Mader, with the equipment he's got and the experience he's got and the way he ran at Daytona, there's no reason he couldn't win at Talladega.
Same with Willie Mullins and that.
Yeah. That makes it even more fun, and to go through the garage area. So to see the expressions on their faces, you know who's running good and who's running that.
Mark, did you happen to see Dr. Jason?
I think so. I saw the gal who runs the I can't remember her name right now. Saw her. Didn't get to say hello. She was busy, and I think Dr. Jason was pulling out a bunch of stuff out of a car, and he had his hands full. So I didn't get the chance to see him. He was also very occupied and busy, but they were there.
Well, they had that seminar.
They did, and I'm sure it was as good as, you know, the ones we've attended at some of the other tracks, and very informative, Rowdy, and what a great program to have ARCA involved with them.
And and that was some more of that thinking above everybody else's thinking. That all happened about the same time with the medical crews and NASCAR and ARCA now.
Well, that's giving, you got to give credit to the to Ron Drager and the staff, Gunderman and the rest of them, who make the real decisions for ARCA. They saw the writing on the wall. It wasn't good. They fixed it, hopefully, and changed it and fixed it. And they're very good at keeping up to date on what's going on, Rowdy, and making those initiatives, those first initiatives.
Yeah. Well, guys, I don't know what happened to Dave tonight. Something had to have come
have
up.
We're going to have to call him at Talladega, Rowdy.
Hey, it's he's probably, you got to get that car ready for race. He may be trying to finish up.
Can never fault a racer for getting his car ready to race, Rowdy. Never can fault him for that. So, yeah, they're not one of the big teams. They're one of the smaller teams, but they're also one of the more competitive teams. And hard work is that equalizer sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, the big thing is the big deal this week is the weather's blowing through, and it's kind of wet the first part, but towards the end, hey, there's no reason not to make this weekend. The weather's going to be perfect. I don't think it's going to get extremely cold.
No,
but anything's
right
warmer
here.
For you, right? You got to be looking forward to getting warmer.
I got a taste of it yesterday, Rowdy, and we had a taste of it this morning. It got up to about 67, 68 here, and then the bottom dropped out. An hour and a half later, it was down 20 degrees. So that's the problem with living by Lake Michigan and a quick change in the wind direction. And the next thing you know, you're going from warm to cold.
Which is not good for you.
And in the winters, it means you go from no snow to lots of it. So at least we're over the snow part, at least for now, I hope. You never know.
That's right.
We've had snow in May.
We should be past it.
Yeah, I know Jeff and I are both tired of it. We could use some good weather.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to play this little Talladega song, and then we'll gear up for the other side with the Dega Doo Club and Jason.
All righty.
Mark, what did you went racing yesterday, though, real quick, right?
We did. We saw the 50-lapper for the Great American Stock Car Series, and then we saw the 200-lap ARCA race, and it was just good to be at the racetrack. Never bad to be at the racetrack, Rowdy. It's just never bad to be there.
That's right. Me and Jeff had to play back seat, and
I missed you both.
I know.
It's not, going,
well,
it's not the same with going without my cohort. So, especially, you know, no one, nothing against you, Rowdy, but I go to a lot of races with Jeff, so. Yeah, when he's not around, he's missed.
Get well soon there. I'm gonna dedicate this to Jeff, and I'll see him in October there.
You'll
see him before that. Yeah, but now they on my nerves.
Yeah.
up the crew and head out to Talladega Super Speedway for race weekend, April 27th through 29th. GEICO 500 ticket holders can enjoy free camping in three different campgrounds around the track. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
Bring the whole family out to Talladega Super Speedway for the Kid VIP experience. Kids 12 and under can choose from a number of great options behind the scenes, like guided garage tours, pre-race photo ops, and more. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
I'm looking forward to that day that I get to bring the grandkids to the track when they get a little bit older, guys. I'm not wishing them grown, but we've got a lot of
It'll be here before you know it, Rowdy.
I know, and listen, guys, a lot of great role models out there for young people that want to be drivers or just want to have a hero to look up to.
Yep, so, that's true, Rowdy. It could be worse things. They could be chasing athletes in some other of these major sport leagues who aren't worth chasing.
Well, that's the great thing about ARCA. You get to actually meet and greet and at most of the tracks, over 90% of them. I think it's usually pretty much all of them do a meet and greet.
They do it.
Yeah. Yep. What'd y'all think about the Richmond?
Interesting race. It wasn't a bad race to watch. It just goes to show you that, you know, there are some pretty good drivers at that level too. So take nothing away from any of them. And Mr. Busch, he did it again, and I think we'll see it again this year somehow.
Xfinity has really... That composite body's really went well right there, hadn't it?
Well, they showed that Friday night when a few of them slapped the wall, Rowdy, and were able to continue on going because they didn't have the damage they would have had if it had been a steel-bodied car.
I think that's the game changer right there. That composite sold me at Nashville with 93 laps and no carnage. That's just not the way it works.
No, not at all, Rowdy. Not at all. And Jeff and I have been seeing the composite body at work in the short tracks for quite a few years now. It's the standard for the most super late mile touring series. So, yeah, they can take a licking and keep on ticking as long as you don't hit it too hard.
Well, hey, let's just move right on to the keeping it on ticking, and we're going to bring in getting ready. I know he's scared all the neighbors off in his neighborhood with what he's got going to try to get his show to Talladega. The Dega Duke Press, welcome to the Rowdy Baglight Show.
Hey, Rowdy, what's going on, man?
Man, you bringing the monster down this weekend.
The monster and the Nosh.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Wally. Y'all put a great, great show on, man, and it's a lot of fun every night.
Well, look, if you don't have fun, and I think I've said it before, but if you don't have fun, it's your own damn fault. That's all I got to say.
Well, Wally, tell us what you got going on there this weekend.
So, of course, we're going to be getting there. Most of us are going to be getting there Wednesday morning, setting up. Of course, you know, if you're there Wednesday and you want to come party Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, whenever, we're going to be there. Thursday's when we'll get everything finalized and set up. We've been having really good parties on Thursday night, last couple of races. So we'll be doing that. I think we're going to have a couple of people up on stage Thursday night singing. Then Friday's the big show. We're bringing in NOS Energy along with Monster Energy, and we are throwing a party with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. as our kind of like our VIP of that party. He's going to be bringing in one of his acts out of Nashville to put on a little concert for us and just have one hell of a time on Friday night. But that's going to be our big Monster Energy and NOS Energy party. Around 5 to 5:15, we're going to have three Xfinity racers doing a meet and greet. So we're going to have Spencer Boyd, Timmy Hill, and Chad Fincham at the Dagadoo Club doing meet and greet, signing autographs. I'm sure Spencer Boyd, the group style, is going to be handing out probably koozies and whatever else. And then Saturday, let me stay on Friday for a second. We're going to be having a big crawfish bowl around 5:30. So anybody wants to come by and eat some crawfish and pastelaya, we've got Kenny Dirks from the Triangle, the White Trash Mafia, if you will. He's going to be doing some crawfish, and then we've got old Frogbone coming over to do some pastelaya with us also. So anybody out there on Friday wants to come meet with us, you're more than welcome. This Saturday is just going to be a repeat of Friday. We're just going to throw down and have a good time and wake up Sunday and relax and watch. It's a good race.
Then a race is going to break out.
Yeah. You know, it's known to happen. A race will break out on Sunday after all that partying.
Well, you know, hey, Wally, I'm glad that Monsters kind of throwed in there and helped you bring a theme to your show there. I think that's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, we've gained a lot of attention from it, and that's one way to get our name out there. But the relationship that we've built with Monster and NOS and even Grunt Style, those relationships we've built with the people within that company to be able to show them a good time while they're there, and you know, that's what means the most to us. Yeah, it's nice to have all the Monster stuff up and doing some advertising for them, but just that relationship and then being able to pretty much pay it forward to all the other the patrons that come by the club and hang out and party. And you know, with that being said, we're going to have some giveaways. We're going to have NOS shirts and hats and Monster Energy shirts, hats, lanyards, koozies. No telling what else they're going to give us to throw out into the crowd and hand out to whoever comes and, you know, stops by and says hey to us. And then, of course, we're going to have our koozies, our Dagadoo Club koozies that we give out. Stop by and ask us for one, and we'll hook you up.
What lot numbers, so when they walk into the boulevard, they can look down and see where they're at? What lot numbers do you have, Wally?
So as soon as you walk into the boulevard, Talladega Boulevard, we're going to be about halfway down, spots 247 through 252. You can't miss us. We're going to have Monster Energy and NOS Energy canopies set up everywhere. We've got a stage for our singers out of Nashville that's going to be singing on. And just look for that. That's the main thing. We're also going to have our sign, you know, our sign up that says Dagadoo Club. And go ahead and give some recognition to the guys that are coming to sing. We've got Ian Wagner. That's our staple with the Dagadoo Club Entertainment. He's going to be coming down out of Nashville, putting on a hell of a show Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Along with him, we've got Carly Rogers, who everybody fell in love with back in the fall. She's going to be there putting on a great show. We've got a new guy out of Athens, Georgia. He's a University of Georgia Bulldog. Go Dogs. He's going to be coming to sing. His name is Matt McKinney. And I know he's going to have some shirts and things to sell and give away. And then on Thursday and Saturday, we're going to have Brandon Henson. Brandon was with us last fall, and he's going to be back singing with us. Friday night, the Josh Brandon Band out of South Carolina is Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s kind of like his pick of the week for entertainment. He's bringing them in to play, and should be a good time.
Well, I tell you, Mark, time we get done beating out the pavement down on Pitt Road and then spend half the night over there.
We'll be sleeping in Saturday morning, that's for sure, Robbie.
I tell you, Wally, y'all put a great show on. You really do, man. It's pretty incredible what the way you started at first and then the way it's developed. It's like my craziness, where I started and where I'm at now. It's pretty incredible. Where this weekend is probably going to be the best of the best, wouldn't you think, Wally, so far?
Yeah, you know, every race, it gets bigger and better, and you know, we have more drivers, more team owners. The president of Daytona has come by a couple of times. And then more of our fans. We've got people, I can tell you right now, we've got some British Special Forces that are actually coming. We met them in Martinsville, and they're coming. They just got done training with the U.S. military for the last month, and they're coming by this weekend to hang out with us. We've got some guys from Canada that are coming to hang out with us. And it's those family bonds that we create with our friends and that we get to. It's kind of like a family reunion every time we come to Talladega. We've had Target Man flew in today, and I'm sure you remember Target Man, Rowdy.
Yes, sir.
Not Target Man this year, because Kyle is no longer racing for Target, so he's got a new character, and that's going to be revealed on Friday.
All right. Yeah, you never knew where he was going to be standing.
He might be above you looking down on you. You never know.
That's exactly right. That's Target Man.
Well, so, look, y'all, when y'all get done on Friday, I know y'all going to be tired walking around on the pits down there. Y'all come by, we'll pull you up a chair or a bar stool, and we'll feed you a drink and some food, and we'll sit down and have us a good time.
Well, we're going to try to slide by there Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, come on by Thursday afternoon, too.
That's an invitation that's hard to say no to, Wally. Thank you so much. We always appreciate your hospitality.
Well, thank you. You know, it's always a good time seeing y'all and getting to catch up with y'all.
Well, you know, it's like you never know who's going to show up there either. Isn't that truth, Wally?
That's it. You know, I say it every time I get on the radio with you. You never know who's going to show up to the Daigadu Club. I mean, we've been on TV, and I mean, go back to 2016 when I got the Chevy Camaro from Tony Stewart and Aspen Dental, and you know, we had Steve LaTarte behind the bar. I think it was last fall serving drinks. I mean, you never know who's going to be out there and having a good time with us.
Well, Wally, we appreciate you stopping in and looking forward to hanging out with you this weekend. And it looks like it's going to be good and dry, too, for the end of the weekend.
If it'll stay dry and the wind will stay die down and don't blow all our canopies over like it did last spring, I'll be happy.
It never fails, though, does it? That wind picks up.
It's always something that we have to fix or, you know, go buy something new to put up or something. But, hey, it wouldn't be Talladega if it didn't.
That's right. Wally, thanks a lot. So we're looking forward to seeing you. Hey, we got the Daga Misfits. He's coming on here in just a few minutes. Jason is.
Yeah, old Jason over there doing a good job with the three hots and a cot. And hope he does well with that this year.
Well, and we had Eric Doe on last week over there with the Daigadu crew over there, party crew.
Yeah, the Daigadu party crew, great guys over there. They have a hell of a setup. And like I said, great guys. Eric's a nice guy. They put in a lot of work. I think he makes like 7 trips or something down there to get everything done. But, yeah, great party. That's what it's about.
And, you know, that's the great thing about Talladega. And while you've been around the tracks, there's no other track that you can find the amount of different little party spots in any other NASCAR event. It's not there. Talladega's the only track NASCAR. Yeah, am I right?
There really isn't. I mean, we went to Bristol last fall, and at 10 p.m. everything shut down, and we were literally walking around the dark trying to find something to do. And we literally had to start our own party and turned out pretty good. We had a great time, but that's what we had to do. We had to throw our own party. It's at 10 p.m. Everything shut down.
Well, Mark, at Richmond, only place is, I see what they call it. I forgot what they called it. Anyway, it's the only place. Talladega is the only place that you can just virtually fall down and find several parties as you're following.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, that's that where that whole saying that you have to experience Talladega, that's where that comes from. You can try to tell people about Talladega, but you really can't get the point across until they show up for that reason right there.
And take them over on the very end of North Side.
There you go.
Well, you know, Eric runs a great show over there. That cage gets them every time.
You never know what's going to get in that cage.
That's exactly right. Wally, thanks. Looking forward
right,
to seeing
Rowdy,
the
Mark,
Dega Duke
Club.
Appreciate it.
All right. See y'all.
All right, guys. I'm looking forward to that little trip.
What's that to look forward to, Rowdy?
I'm telling you.
This is power. This is tradition. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns, April 27th through 29th.
Oh, so Kyle Busch has got him three in a row, guys.
He's going to have a tough time getting four in a row.
Oh, I know. Man, what a track to have to go to with that on you. On your plate.
Roll the dice and hope for the best.
Wow. I'm telling you. I think the Xfinity
got its reputation. It's well-deserved, Rowdy.
Yeah. The Xfinity race, I tell you guys, I'm pretty much sold on the Cup guys staying out of Xfinity. I'm sorry. Not think the race is better? What y'all seen?
The past 2 weekends, I'd say so, Rowdy. Racing's been a lot better without the top-level guys bouncing down to run the race.
I think it's more
competitive. There's plenty of talent in the Xfinity Series without it.
It's more competitive. These guys go trying to get the win, you know, trying to not having to beat the Cup guys.
Well, the Cup guys are just doing it to get a little sharper for the next day's race, you know, but they steal the thunder away from the race. You know, we don't really get to see the true race because the car don't mean nothing.
True. Well, it just lets the talent rise to the top, and that's the way it should with the Xfinity Series, Rowdy.
I think so, too.
It doesn't matter if it's Cup or Trucks or Xfinity or ARCA or a super late mile touring race. The best is always going to rise to the top most of the time. And I've seen it over the years, and it'll always be that way.
Well, did you get to see Moon Pie yesterday?
I did. I got to see a lot of our old friends yesterday. Moon Pie was, where's everybody else? And I told him you were getting ready for Talladega, and Jeff was recovering from a little bit of surgery. So, he's looking forward to seeing us down the road.
Which, not far away.
No, sir.
Not far away. Guys, we're getting the swing of this. After they leave Toledo, it's serious business. What, it's 11 races in a row?
Something like that, Rowdy. There isn't a day. There's some short weeks in there, too. It's not like they have a full 7 days to get ready for the next race. There's a couple of weekends in there where it's a short week for them.
Well, when you 5:20, they leave Toledo. 5:24, they race Charlotte. 6:01 is Pocono. 6:08 is Michigan. 6:15 is Madison. 6:22 is Gateway. 6:28 is Chicagoland. And you get a little break in there at 7:07. No, 7:07 is Iowa. 7:14 is Elko. 7:21 is Berlin. 7:27 is Pocono again. And then you get a little break with 8:19 is Illinois State Fair.
Yeah, give you a week to get ready for the dirt.
Got a little bit of a break after Charlotte, too. After Toledo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost a month.
That's boom, boom, Toledo and Charlotte.
Oh, wait. No, that's right. What was I looking at?
That's a pretty grueling schedule right there. And then Prater's going to be running to Mobile. I don't know. What do you do when you leave Toledo and you got to be in Charlotte?
I don't know, Rowdy. They seem to always make that trip back to Mobile, but maybe with the way the schedule's set up this year, they'll just find a place to set up and get the car ready for Charlotte on the road. Economically, that's probably the best way to go, but we'll see. The Praters have a way of racing, and that's their way, and we'll see what they decide to do.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Wally's about made me hungry with all that talking of that food, because I've done been over there, and I know what they're cooking. I know what the Dega Do Club's cooking over there.
Well, Rowdy, we're all waiting for dinner, because the first thing we do after the show, I think all of us, is hit the kitchen. So, yeah, we're in the middle of dinner time. I hope you folks are enjoying your meals. We're all starving to death right now.
And give a shout-out to NASCAR Camping and Tailgating. We got Turtles over there. He's got the turtle shell. He's hanging out for Talladega weekend. He got in Saturday, and he's been hanging out in the staging area. And Turtle don't meet a stranger, neither.
No. Turtle's one of the best, and it's always good to see him at the racetrack, and I'm looking forward to seeing him this weekend.
And if you're not a member of the ARCA Racing Group, you need to join up. And if you can't keep up with ARCA there.
You can't keep up with ARCA unless you listen to the Rowdy Maglite Show.
On Monday night.
On Monday night. Like tonight.
Well, we got Jason fixing call in here, and he's going to tell us about the Dega Misfits, guys. He's doing a charity thing for three hots and a cot.
Good charity, Rowdy. Anything to help the vets out, I'm for. We've had a few causes come through the show, and I don't think there's any more important than the vets right now.
Well, you're right, Mark. Mission 22 is a great organization, too, when it comes to the vets. Racing for Awareness with Joey Katina. If you're not, they've got a Facebook page going, like and join onto their Facebook page.
Yeah, they're going strong. They've been pushing ever since Joey started that little deal, and more power to them. That's another good organization, Rowdy.
Well, Todd, let's bring Todd in here just real quick. Todd?
Yeah, buddy.
So, you got a prediction on a winner there for the, let's just start with the Cup at Talladega, because that's the big wild card for the weekend.
Well, since he's already got three, I'm going to have to go with Kyle Busch.
Not a bad pick, Todd.
Jeff?
Oh, I don't know. It's going to be hard to pick. It's going to be probably the survival of the fittest who can be, can make it through the wrecks.
That's what it's going to be the key. That's my answer right there. Mark?
I think Ryan Blaney's going to pull off his second win, Rowdy. He's been running good. He's due. The type of track that, you know, anything can happen at, and I think it's going to happen for Ryan Blaney.
I tell you, it's all about those fenders, guys. You know, that reading the air.
Are the ones that are missing.
Well, you're keeping them on. I mean, you know, Natalie done the best job I've seen of driving that car around there without the fender on at Daytona. That car was competitive with what was left in the field.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show you how important the draft is at tracks like Daytona and Talladega, Rowdy.
Well, you know, Jeff was talking about the advantage. I think these ARCA drivers have got an advantage when these cars up in Cup decide to go to where something close that ARCA's got. And you know it's coming. The composite body's coming. And I think it's going to be like, you know, they claimed Earnhardt could read the ways. Well, he was turned out that he was probably in the secret wind tunnels watching Chevrolets years before anybody else in the pits was able to do it. And that's how he knew how to manipulate the wind. He knew how to do it. He seen it in the wind tunnels before anybody else seen it.
Yep.
And these composite bodies are going to, you know, it's kind of changing things. Well, all right, guys, we got Jason calling in. And I'd like to welcome him to the Rowdy Maglite Show, the Daga Misfits. Jason, how's it going?
We're doing pretty good today, making our way down to Nashville.
Well, what day you plan on showing up and getting started, Jason?
We're planning on being there tomorrow morning around 2 o'clock and setting up.
So you're pretty much on your way now.
Yep, I'm on my last load for the week, and then I'm done and going to Talladega. Have some fun.
I hear you. Hopefully it looks like it's going to be a pretty decent weekend. The rain's going to kind of be maybe scattered around Thursday, but after that, it's going to be making for a great weekend.
If it didn't rain, it wouldn't be Daga.
Isn't that the truth? You didn't go on with mud. It wouldn't be. They'd tell you you're somewhere else.
That's right.
Well, Jason, kind of tell us what you got going on this weekend over on – you're at the South Park. Isn't that right, Jason?
Correct. We have a lot going on. We started this, like Wally said, last year in April, helping out with three hots and a cotch, and grown since then. So we're doing a lot with them. We've got Denny and Shane, Denny Wilson and Shane Norrell helping out, too, with their fish fry down in the infield. They're doing their one poker run for regular for Rugrats. But we've got a lot going on this year. We're helping out with a lot of people. We're doing 50-50 raffles for three hots. They're doing some for the kids for Christmas and for three hots and a cot. So it's been a wild ride.
Well, you know, it seems like it's developed into a great thing. Just like Stella and Wally, you got the groups around that are doing good things for the community.
it has stretched. We've got a young man, a gentleman coming out of New York. Three House and Akash are doing rustic boards with checkered flags on them and American flags. They've donated four of them. One of them is going, a gentleman is buying to take back to help kids with cancer. So it's touched a lot of people. It's kind of wild.
Well, Jason's kind of tell everybody where they can, how do you find you on social media, and then how do we going to find you over in the South Park?
Dega Misfits on Facebook. And in South Park, we're in C-183 and 184, right down from the bathhouse, right outside by Turn 1. And if you want to get a hold of Denny and the fish fry down in the infield, their spot for that is... I'm trying to get that as...
You better get there early, I can tell you that.
I've never been down to the fish fry. I know it started at 9 o'clock.
And it's gone.
And it's on. Yes, I've never been down there. My wife's gonna be down there helping out with Three Hots and the Cot side of it. But I know Denny's doing a really good, awesome job down there with the fish fry. So it's. I'm trying to get their spot number for everybody else.
Jason, what kind of entertainment? Y'all got a DJ?
Yes. It's Denny and Shane. They're green 139 and 140 in the infield for the poker run and fish fry and all that they're doing.
Yeah.
We have DJ karaoke, face painting for the kids this year, and we're doing tie-dye for them. So we're trying to do something out with for family fun.
Well, we spent a lot of time there when our kids was under 16. And when my son, on his 16th birthday, fell on Talladega weekend, and we went over on the other side and started living like 16-year-olds.
Yeah, we've got two. One's 11 and one's 10, and we kind of want to keep it family-friendly and have fun doing it. So make a lot of memories for other people, too.
Well, you're exactly right, Jason. That's kids look forward to coming back the next race. And, you know, hopefully that's part of selling a kid that's going to become a paying race fan someday.
Yeah, they're the future of the sport. So if we can get them young, they can grow into it.
Well, Jason, is there anything else you want to you've give out the told everybody where they can follow you on social media. You're going to kick this off when?
We're doing ours Friday. We're going to go hang out with Eric Doe out there in North Park. I've never been out there before. We've been invited out there to hang around with them for a couple of days. So we're going to venture out there. Then we kick our stuff off Friday.
Okay.
We're going to venture off and enjoy some new scenery and see how their party is out in North Park.
Well, you know, the party crew over there, the Dega party crew, that's Eric Doe. I know you know Eric.
Yeah, that's where we're going to check out.
Yep, he runs a great place. We've got to get by and see you Friday night.
Okay, yeah, we're there. We'll kick ours off about 5 or 6. That's usually when people start after you get done eating and want to get out and have fun.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you calling in, my friend, and thanks for what you're doing.
I appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend. All right, guys. Jeff, you got anything you want to talk about? Finish this night off.
Well, you guys have fun this weekend. Kind of regretting I can't be making it this weekend. We're having all these guests on. And listen to all the fun you guys are going to get to have. So you guys have a great time this weekend. Be safe. And anybody else, get out to see the ARCA Racing Series for a great show.
Well, I tell you, I don't know how we're going to cover all that. We're going to be busy.
You will.
We're going to be busy. But, hey, we're just going to lay a better foundation for the next time.
That's it, Roddy.
I just missed my co-pilot on the road trip there, Jeff. You're always missed, buddy.
You know how hard it is for me not to go as much as
I
want to go.
Yeah.
I know, and I know how hard this show was to do, listening to what we're going to do this weekend. But, hey, health comes first.
Yep.
Health comes first, family and health, my friend. I've had to live that for it's the way it's supposed to be. Mark?
Rowdy.
It's that time again.
Is it already? Boy, it went quick tonight. We even missed a guest, and we still went quick tonight.
I'm telling you. I don't know where we'd put Dave at.
Wow. Yesterday was just a nice day at the races, warm weather for a change, good racing as always. Wish you guys could have been there. Looking forward to Dega. It's not going to be the same driving down without Jeff, that's for sure, but we got races down the road coming up, and we'll be hitting those. And yeah, looking forward to a fun weekend, Roddy. We got a lot of people to see and meet, and hope we get to do it all.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Mark. You know, I really hadn't put a whole lot of time into it this year. There's been years I've hauled two different loads to Talladega to make it all happen. So I know what it's like when you try to do that. But I've been trying to make it as easy as possible the last going on 2 years now.
Well, Rowdy, till next week, we'll see you, buddy.
All right, guys. Mark, we'll see you late Thursday night.
We'll see you Thursday night, Rowdy.
Look for the light with the bike.
I know where to go.
Hey, let me just go ahead and say, Dave just texted and he was working on the car. So, we understand it. That's what we call racing. We had a red flag thrown on us.
Wasn't a red flag. We had a caution. We went through it.
That's right through the smoke.